哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace with all the brothers and sisters。
啊，在这个主所赐福的安息圣日，我们一同聚集在神的殿中。
We gather in the temple of God on this blessed Sabbath day。
来遵守安息圣日，学习道理。
To keep His holy Sabbath and to learn His words。
啊，也愿主耶稣的恩惠、平安以及主里丰盛的喜乐，常与我们每个人同在。
May the grace, peace, and joy be unto all of us.
啊，今天不但是我们的安息日。
Today is not only the Sabbath day.
啊，同时也是我们一年一度的敬老会。
And it's also the yearly tribute to the elderly.
啊，能够利用这个时间、这个机会来感谢我们长辈所留下来的好榜样。
So that we'll use this time to appreciate the good examples set by the older generations.
同时也利用这个机会来学习、来效法圣经当中这些老人家给我们留下来好的学习的方面。
And we'll also use this opportunity to learn from the elderly examples in the Bible.
每个人的年纪都会渐渐的老迈。
Everyone will age.
啊，在这个年老的过程当中。
So in the process of aging.
啊，虽然我们的身体可能渐渐的没有像年轻的时候那么强壮。
Our body becomes weaker.
虽然我们对新的事物的接受可能渐渐的跟不上科技。
And we will not be able to keep up with the trends.
啊，但是在这一切逐渐的改变当中
，in all these changes,
他说，老人家能够让我能够给我们留下许多生活上的智慧以及信仰上的榜样。
But elderly members can give us many of the wisdoms and experiences in life.
啊，所以圣经里面特别提醒我们每一个人。
So Bible especially reminds all of us.
说在长辈的面前，你要站起来。
You have to stand up in front of elders.
这个叫做尊重。
This is respect.
啊，在箴言当中也告诉我们。
In Proverbs.
说你要听从生你的父亲。
You have to listen to the father who gave birth to you.
说你的母亲老了，你也不可藐视她。
And you cannot despise your mother who is old.
这个叫做人生的智慧。
And this is a wisdom of life.
啊，生命当中有很多东西。
There are many things in life.
啊，有的东西你可以在学校当中学习。
Some things you can learn in school.
但是有些你只有经过年岁的考验。才能够真正的得着。
But some things you can only obtain by the testing of time.
哦，所以可能你懂得科技，长辈不知道。
Perhaps you know technologies that older people do not know.
可能你有很多知识，长辈没有学习过。
Maybe you have many knowledge that the older people do not know.
但是他们有很多人生的智慧，是我们今天需要去寻找的。
But we have to find the wisdom of life that they have.
好，所以希望能够借着这一年一度敬老会的提醒。
So hopefully through the yearly reminder of tribute to elderly.
啊，使我们所有的弟兄姐妹、年轻的青年能够学习长辈所留下来美好的风范。
So we hope that all the youth can learn from the good examples of the elderly members.
我们今天就从圣经当中来讲一个成功的老人家。
Today we will talk about a successful elder in the Bible.
他的生活、他的志气、他的努力都是我们今天值得我们效法的对象。
We have to learn from his life and his determination.
而不只是被人所尊重。
He was not only respected.
不只是被家人所喜爱。
He was not only pleased by his members.
同时更是被神所称赞。
He was complimented by God.
我们来看民数记的第十四章。
Let's read Numbers chapter 14.
民数记的十四章第二十二节。
Numbers chapter 14, verse 22.
民数记的第十四章二十二节。二十二节。
22.
这些人虽看见我的荣耀和我在埃及与旷野所行的神迹。仍然试探我这十次，不听从我的话。
23.
他们断不得看见我向他们祖宗所启示应许之地，凡藐视我的，一个也不得看见。24. 唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。在这里，圣经讲到一个人物叫做加勒。
Bible talks about a character named Caleb.
加勒他在年轻的时候就被选出来，特别为主所用。
And when Caleb was young, he was especially chosen to be used by God.
被派到迦南地当中去窥探那地40天。
He was sent into the land of Canaan to spy on it for 40 days.
所以年轻的迦勒就已经有机会参与侍奉主的行列。
Young Caleb had the opportunity to serve the Lord.
而不只是他年轻的时候侍奉。
He not only served when he was young.
他一辈子都在努力。
He worked his entire life.
甚至到年老的时候还在为神的产业来征战。
He was still fighting for the battles for the Lord.
所以我们今天就用迦勒来做我们彼此学习的对象。
So today we will learn from Caleb.
迦勒是犹大支派的首领。
Caleb was a leader of the tribe of Judah.
但是我们如果看一看迦勒的人生，
But if we study Caleb's life,
我们会发现一件事情。
We'll realize something.
大有能力的迦勒。
He was a very powerful.
为神重用的迦勒。
He was greatly used by
God. 有一个不同心智的迦勒。
And he has a different spirit.
但是我们如果看他的人生，
But if we look at his life,
他却活出一个非常普通默默无名的生活来。
His life was very ordinary.
我们总会觉得说，像他这么有能力的人，应该是叱咤风云，应该是留名万代吧。
We think that he will have a legend since he was so powerful.
但是我们发现，其实他的人生并没有。
But that wasn't his life.
从他一开始被选出来去窥探迦南地。
When he was first chosen to spy on the land of Canaan.
12个探子，12个支派的族长。
He was a leader of a tribe.
他们选了12个探子。
And they chose 12 spies.
这12个探子都是各个支派的族长。
And those spies were the leaders of each tribe.
然后派进迦南地里。
And they were sent into Canaan.
在那里窥探了40天。
They spied the land for 40 days.
最后他们回来了。
And they returned.
就像我们所熟知的故事。
Just like the story that we know.
其中有10个探子回来以后报的是不好的消息。
10 of the spies returned with bad report.
只剩下两个，就是约书亚跟迦勒，他们的看法，他们的看见是不一样的。
Only Joshua and Caleb saw different things.
所以当大家都说好害怕，好害怕。
When everyone was afraid.
只有约书亚跟迦勒说，我们要进去，我们一定会得胜。
Only Joshua and Caleb said they must go in and they will have victory.
从那一刻开始。
From that moment.
约书亚跟迦勒就跟众人都不同了。
Joshua and Caleb became different.
但是我们发现一件事情。
But we can see.
约书亚跟迦勒那个时候都是年轻人。
Joshua and Caleb were young.
两个都是大支派出来的。
They came from big tribes.
两个都很有能力。
They were both powerful.
两个都是族长。
They were both leader of the tribe.
约书亚是以法莲支派。
And Joshua was the tribe of Ephraim.
被称为首领支派的。
It was the tribe of leaders.
那个迦勒是犹大支派。
And Joshua, Caleb came from the tribe of Judah.
犹大支派是君王支派。
And Judah was the tribe of kings.
应该是十二支派当中最强大的。
One of the greatest among the 12 tribes.
所以我们如果把他们两个人放在一起。
So if we compare them.
就我们今天的想法跟观念来说。
From our concepts.
这两个人应该是死对头。竞争一辈子的一辈子的竞争对象才对。
They will be competitors for life.
因为他们有太多类似的地方。
Because they're too similar.
两个都是非常强大。
They're both powerful.
两个背景都非常雄厚。
They have good backgrounds.
两个能力都非常非常的强。
And they have much power.
两个对神都充满了信念。
They both had faith in God.
我们会想说他们应该是一辈子彼此竞争、互相比较的对象。
We would think that they will become competitors.
但是我们却没有看到这样的状况。
But we don't see that.
反而我们看到约书亚不断的被引领、被训练、被摩西选出来，最后成为全以色列地的全以色列的首领。
Joshua was chosen by Moses and trained and became the leaders of Israel.
但是迦勒却没有，他就平平淡淡的、普普通通，除了几件重大事情以外，其他都没有记载了。
But Caleb did not have many recordings aside from a few great events.
其实如果今天我们是迦勒，
If we were Caleb today,
我们可能心中充满了不满。
We will not be happy.
我比你强。
I'm greater than you.
我的背景也不输你。
My background is not worse than yours.
我的能力也很厉害。
And I'm very powerful as well.
为什么摩西选你？
Why is it that Moses chose you?
为什么神最后用你？
Why did God use you?
有哪一点我比不上你？你说。
How come I'm not better than you?
今天我们如果是迦勒，
If we're Caleb,
我们可能心中怀着不满，最后产生嫉妒。
Will become jealous.
甚至到最后可能就会产生以色列的内战。
in the end, it will become a civil war in Israel.
因为我们不要忘记了，加勒可是犹大支派的族长。
Let's not forget, Caleb was the leader of the tribe of Judah.
十二支派当中最强的就是犹大支派。
The greatest tribe in Israel.
你看，当他们占领以色列，占领迦南地的时候
，When they conquered Canaan,
平均一个支派大概占领了20多个城市。
Each tribe received 20 cities.
只有犹大支派不一样。
Only Judah was different.
犹大支派他们占领了超过120个城市。
The tribe of Judah received more than 120 cities.
因为他们很勇敢。
Because they were courageous.
因为他们敢打仗。
They were willing to fight.
而且他们会倚靠神。
And they relied on God.
而且有一个非常强盛的族长。
And they had a strong leader.
所以如果你做一个对比来说。
So if we make the comparison.
其实犹大支派族长出身的加勒没有任何理由会输给约书。
The leader of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, is not worse than Joshua.
但是我们发现说，他的一辈子从来不跟约书亚做竞争。
But in his entire life, he never competed with Joshua.
他就默默的、好好的活出他一辈子的价值来。
He quietly had a life of value.
最后虽然不像约书亚这么被人所熟悉。
In the end, he was not known as Joshua.
也没有像约书亚留下了一本书叫做《约书亚记》。
And he did not have the book, book of Joshua.
圣经里面没有加勒传。
The Bible did not have a book of Caleb.
但是有约书亚记。
But there is a book of Joshua.
所以虽然他的一辈子在人的眼中看起来好像样样都输给了约书亚。
So in man's eyes, everything he's worse than Joshua.
他没有成为以色列的领袖。
He did not become the leader of Israel.
他没有被摩西所特别栽培。
He was not trained by Moses.
他也没有被神所特别呼召。
He was not called by God.
但是在这里，神却对加勒的人生下了一个断言，下了一个断言。
But here God defined Caleb's life.
神说加勒是有另一个心智的人。
God said Caleb has a different spirit.
所以虽然他没有活出一个轰轰烈烈的人生来。
So his life is not as colorful.
也没有非常的成功，权势滔天。
And he was not as successful.
在人的眼中他是个失败者。
In man's eyes, he's a failure.
但是在神的眼中他却是大大的得胜。
But in God's eyes, he was victorious.
在人的眼中他输给约书亚输了一辈子。
In man's eyes, he's not as well as Joshua.
但是在神的眼中说这是一个不一样的人。
But God said He has a different spirit.
神从来没有对约书亚说过这句话。
God never said Joshua is different.
但是神却说这个加勒是有一个不一样的心智。
But God said Caleb has a different spirit.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters，
我们今天不断的在活着，不断的在年长。
Today we live and we age.
我们到最后都要面对神给我们下的最后的标记，就是给我们的一个评语。
And in the end, God will put a comment on all of us.
请问当我们年纪老迈，当我们要离开世界的时候
，When we're old and to leave this world,
我们所期望的得到，我们所期望能够得到由神来的评语到底是什么
？What do we wish to hear from God?
你觉得你会得到什么
？What do you think you will receive?
这是一个贪爱世界的人。
This man loves the world.
这是一个讲话尖酸刻薄的人。
This man has harsh words.
还是你希望说到最后，当你要准备进天国？
Or do you wish that when you're going to heaven,
神最后给你贴一个标签
，God put a mark on you，
说这是大有爱心的人
，This is a man of love，
这是为信仰不顾性命的
，This is a man who fights for faith。
所以我们到最后都会被贴上一个标签
，In the end, we'll be tagged，
就是神对我们这一生的价值最后给我们的评价
，This is a value that God has for our life。
请问你今天觉得你能够得到什么样的评价
？What do you think you will be received？
希望我们今天都能够像加勒一样
，Hopefully you can all become like Caleb。
把神的事放在心中
Put the business of God in our mind.
加勒从来没有把眼睛放在约书亚的身上
Caleb never put his eyes on Joshua.
也没有想要去竞争以色列首领的地位
He didn't want to compete for the leader of
Israel. 因为他看得更高
Because he saw higher.
因为他看得更远
He saw further.
因为他看到更美的价值
He saw the greater value.
就是普通的生命但是活出真实的荣耀来
To have a simple life but to receive the true glory.
到最后神给他说这是一个不一样的人
In the end, God said he was different.
因为他专心跟从我。
Because he followed him fully.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天要看见加勒的，我们要看到加勒的野心，加勒的野心啊。
So brothers and sisters, we have to see the ambition of Caleb.
今天你也有野心。
Today you have ambitions.
你的野心是什么
？What is your ambition?
在世界上成功吗
？To be successful in the world.
银行里面充满了财富吗
？To have much money in the bank.
房子越来越大吗
？To have bigger and bigger house.
车子越来越好吗
？And better and better car.
我们的人生野心到底是什么
？What is our ambition in life? life.
栽培儿女使他们发大财。
To train our children so they can become rich.
一定要让他当博士。
They have to have PhD.
如果你不做医生，不做律师，你就不要给我回家。
If you're not a doctor or lawyer, don't come home.
请问一下，这是你对你人生人生的野心吗？
Is that your ambition for life?
加勒的野心是不一样的。
Caleb has a different ambition.
加勒有野心。
He has ambition.
但是他的野心，他的看见却不一样。
His ambition was different.
他的野心从来不是世界上的成就。
His ambition was not of this world.
他的野心是在神面前有价值。
His ambition was to have value before God.
所以到最后神对他说。
So in the end, God said to him.
神说，你专心的跟从我，专一哦，只有我一个而已啊。
God said, you follow me fully.
哦、所以因为你专一的跟从我
Because you have followed me fully,
所以我要把你带进去那个别人进不去的地方
I will bring you where no one can go.
我要使你得着那个别人得不着的荣耀
You will receive the glory that no one else can have.
所以这个是我们今天可以学习的第一件
This is the first thing we can learn from
从加勒的人生当中
From Caleb's life.
思考自己今天追求的价值。
To think about what we pursue today.
希望我们每个人，当我们走到人生的终结。
Hopefully at the end of our life.
面对要离开世界，没有恐惧，更没有遗憾。
When we leave this world, we have no regret.
因为在世你活了一个美好的生活。
Because you have a beautiful life.
对神，你活出了你真正的价值。
To God, you live your true value.
那这样子你就可以欢欢喜喜、快快乐乐、轻轻松松的荣耀进神国。
So you can go into the heavenly kingdom with joy.
那第二个我们从加勒身上做的学习
Second, we can learn from Caleb.
我们请翻到约书亚记
Let's turn to Joshua.
约书亚记的第十五章
Joshua chapter 15.
约书亚记第十五章
Joshua chapter 15.
十五章的第八节
Verse 8.
对不起啊，我们看约书亚记的第十四章哦，我们看约书亚记十四章。
Let's read Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记十四章的第八节
，verse eight.
第八节
，verse eight.
然而同我上去的众弟兄，使百姓的心消化。但我专心跟从 主我的神第九节当日摩西启示说你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙永远为业因为你专心跟从主你的神第十节自从神对摩西说这话的时候神照他所应许的使我存活这四十五年其间以色列人在旷野行走看啊现今我八十五岁了十一节我还是强壮像摩西打发我去的那天一样无论是征战是出入我的力量那时如何现在还是如何十二节求你将神那日应许我的这山地给我那里有亚纳族人并宽大坚固的城你也曾听见了或许主照他所应许的与我同在我就把他们赶出去十三节
13.
于是约书亚为耶弗尼的儿子加勒祝福将希伯伦给他为业而在这里讲到加勒的第二件事
This is the second recording of Caleb
时间过得很快一转眼45年就过去了
And 45 years passed
不只是对加勒如此
Not only to Caleb
其实今天我们不是也一样吗
Today is the same for us
我们有时候都觉得时间过得很慢
Sometimes we feel that the time goes slowly
尤其是当我们还小的时候
Especially when we are young
当你在小时候在国小在国中在读书
When you're studying elementary and middle school
你会觉得说时间过得真慢日日都在折腾
You feel that every day is a struggle
好像有读不完的书考不完的事
You have so many things to study and so many tests
短短的小学六年好像读的好像永远都读不完一样
As if you cannot finish the 6 years of elementary school
但是一转眼
But after a moment
一转眼几十年就过去了
A decade's passed
从当初的孩子到现在已经 已经白发苍苍。
You were a child and now you're an old man.
从当初的活蹦乱跳到现在走两步就气喘如牛。
You were hyperactive and then now you're so tired.
时间真的过得很快。
And time flies.
一转眼几十年就过了。
And decades will pass.
你怎么知道说你年纪渐渐的大了？
How do you know when you age?
很简单哦。
It's easy.
因为我最近发现啊。
I realize.
我最近发现啊，我常常跟人家说话，动辄都是啊，十年前二十年前啊，那你就知道你老了。
I realize, sometimes when I talk, I would say 10 years ago, 20 years ago.
当你的回忆，当你的对话里面，都是以十年来做那个标准啊，以十年来做对话的时间标准，你就知道你年纪大了。
If when you converse, ten years is a time unit, then you know that you're old.
这个就是现实。
It is reality.
现实就是人生永远跑得比你更快。
And life goes faster than you.
当你想要把它抓住，当你想要把它挽回，
When you want to hold on to it.
就如同从你手中所漏掉的沙一样，在你不经意的时候，它就没有了。
They're like sands that go through your fingers.
所以啊，今天我们的人生每天都在不断的前进。
Today our life goes forward.
渐渐的白发出来了。
And we have gray hair.
渐渐的鱼尾纹也有了。
And we have wrinkles.
这个话题真是非常的沉重，是吗？
It's such a sad topic.
但是不管你喜不喜欢这个话题，
But whether you like it or not,
这是人所无法避免、没办法逃避的现实。
This is a reality that man cannot escape.
所以你看呢、我们才用短短的时间。才翻了几页而已。
So we just turned a few pages.
对加勒来说，是45年就过去了。
For Caleb, 45 years passed.
虽然年纪大了
，Even though when he was old,
已经不再像从前。
He's not like when he was young.
已经不再年轻。
He was not young anymore.
但是加勒在85岁的时候
，But when Caleb was 85 years old,
他却说出当初我如何。今天我也照样如何。
He said he's as strong as the day.
他为什么今天要讲这句话
？Why did he say that?
因为今天他要来跟他跟约书亚说，我要去打仗。
He's told Joshua that he wants to fight.
而且不是打普通的战争啊。
And it's not a regular battle.
这里讲说他们是要去攻打希伯伦为业。
They were going to attack Hebron.
希伯伦是以色列地最美的地方。
Hebron is the most beautiful place in Israel.
是以色列地是迦南美对不起，迦南地是牛奶与蜜的地方，没有错。
Canaan was a land flowing with milk and honey.
但是啊，这个一样的土地有不一样的价值。
But the same land has different values.
希伯伦特别好。
Hebron is especially good.
希伯伦的土地特别的肥沃。
Hebron was very fertile.
而且希伯伦的地点特别重要。
And the location was very important.
从战略地点来讲，希伯伦是掌控以色列的关键。
From the military point of view, Hebron was the key.
但是因为它是最美的土地。
But because it was the best land.
它有最好的战略地点。
He has the best location.
所以在希伯伦这个地方有最强大的亚纳族人。
So Hebron has the strongest people of Anakim.
亚纳族就是巨人族。
The Anakim were the giants.
就是在当年他们进迦南的时候说，哇，他们看起来都是巨人，我们好像蚱蜢一样的，就是亚纳族人。
They were the giants that the spies saw.
是的，在迦南地有巨人族。
Yes, there were giants in Canaan.
而且巨人族最强大的一支就聚在希伯伦。
And those giants gathered in Hebron.
因为最美的土地自然就有最强大的敌人。
Because it was the best land, they were protected.
所以在这里加勒跟约书亚说，
So Caleb said to Joshua,
你知道那里有巨人。
You knew that there were giants there.
你也知道他们的城池坚固宽大。
And you know that the city is very fortified.
对对对，那个就是我要去的地方。
That's where I want to go.
今天如果你是约书亚，
If you're Joshua,
你要想哦，他们两个是同一个年代的人物。
They were peers.
他们两个都已经老迈了。
And they're both old now.
有时候啊，你看约书亚早上起来，哇，那个腰扭了，脖子酸了，筋骨受伤了，那个年纪大了就是这样啊。
And maybe Joshua wake up with all sorts of pains.
所以啊，都是80来岁的约书亚看着加勒。
They were both in their 80s.
他说啊，你这么大年纪了，你确定你还要去这样跟巨人族折腾吗？
And Joshua may say to Caleb, you're so old, are you sure you want to fight the giants?
谁最了解加勒？
Who knows Caleb better?
所有的人里面最了解加勒的就是约书亚。
Joshua was the one that knows him best.
因为他们都是同一个时代、同一个侍奉、同一起在摩西的带领下走出来的人。
Because they were both, they served at the same time.
所以啊，当约书亚听到加勒想要去攻打这个啊，攻打这个希伯伦的时候
，So when Joshua hears that Caleb wants to fight the Anakim,
我想啊，这个约书亚可能啊替加勒捏了一把冷汗啊，你确定吗
？Perhaps Joshua becomes very anxious for Caleb.
但是在这里加勒讲了几句话
，But Caleb said a few things.
我们其实发现这45年当中啊，你都看不到加勒的存在。
In these 45 years, there is no recording of Caleb.
即使摩西选约书亚，加勒没有讲话。
When Moses chose Joshua, Caleb didn't say anything.
神让约书亚带领以色列百姓，加勒也没有。
When God led Joshua led the Israelites, Caleb did not say anything.
他没有出来抗议。
He did not protest.
他也没有吵着要争夺权力。
He did not say that he wants power.
也没有看到他煽动犹大支派来反抗。
He did not want the tribe of Judah to rebel.
摩西喜欢你，那你就做啊。
If Moses likes you, then you can do it.
神拣选你很好啊，你就做啊。
If God chose you, then you can do it.
所以加勒对这些事情没有兴趣。
So Caleb was not interested.
但是加勒对一件事情非常有兴趣。
But Caleb was especially interested in one thing.
他对什么事情有兴趣
？What was he interested in?
他说：“这是我的土地。
”This is my land.
哪一块土地是他的
？Which land is his?
这里说当初。摩西指着神应许给我的，你都知道啊。
He said that you know what Moses swore on that day.
所以他对权势没有兴趣。
He was not interested in power.
他对荣耀也没有兴趣。
He was not interested in glory.
他只对一件事有兴趣。
There is one thing he was interested in.
就是神所应许给我的，就是我一生努力追求的目标。
He was only interested in pursuing what God has promised him.
这个是他的心智。
That was his determination.
也是最后他的大价值。
And that was his value.
他说，在他的心中，他只在乎神要应许我的，神要应许我的，神说我的就是我的。
He only cared about what God promised him.
所以我们的弟兄姐妹
，So brothers and sisters,
今天神应许给我们天国美好的盼望。
Today God promised us the hope of heaven.
神也应许我们永生无穷的祝福。
He promised us eternal life.
请问你有把它放在心上吗
？Do you put it on your mind?
我们有像加勒一样非常非常在意这样的应许、这样的福分来拼命去争取吗
？Do we care and fight for such a promise?
所以当加勒来到约书亚的面前
，So when Caleb came before Joshua,
我们要知道这个时候约书亚是以色列全支派的领袖
，Joshua was a leader of all the tribes,
是统领以色列战争多年的英雄
，He led the battles of all the Israelites.
但是你看加勒在讲什么
？But what did Caleb say?
加勒说那是我的。
Caleb said, "That's mine."
加勒不是在跟约书亚商量。
He was not negotiating with Joshua.
加勒是来通知约书亚一句话。
Caleb was notifying Joshua.
说你知道的。
You know.
神应许，这是我的。
God promised, and that's mine.
所以我就会去得着。
I will receive it.
我不需要你的同意。
I don't need your approval.
我只需要你的祝福。
I only need your blessing.
因为在他的心中，神的应许超越了一切。
Because in his mind, God's promise trumps everything.
是他人生追求的唯一的目标。
That's only his only goal in his life.
所以约书亚给他祝福
，So when Joshua blessed him，
所以我们在这里看见
，So we can see，
说加勒的一辈子重视神的应许
，In Caleb's life he valued the promise，
所以神说他是另有一个心智的人
，So God said he has a different spirit，
我们今天也要想一想
，So today we have to reflect，
今天神给我们的什么应许
？What is the promise that God gives us？
今天你有把它放在心上吗
？Do you put it on your mind？
这是你追求努力的方向。
Is that what you work towards?
是你一辈子盼望的价值吗
？Is it the hope of your life?
所以这是给我们今天做一个思考的。
So this is something we can reflect on.
你希望得到神的应许
？Do you want to receive promise of God?
但是不要忘记了最美的应许，这上面有最强大的敌人。
Do not forget that the greatest promise has the greatest enemy.
你希望得到最大的荣耀
？You want to receive the greatest glory?
你就要打败、克服最危险的敌人。
You have to defeat the greatest enemy.
信仰的路从来不容易。
The faith, journey of faith is not easy.
所以主耶稣告诉我们
，So Jesus tells us，
说从施洗约翰的时候到如今
，From the time of John the Baptist，
天国是努力的人进去的。
You have to fight to get into the heavenly kingdom.
只有努力的人才能得着。
Only those who work can receive it.
所以如果有人告诉你啊
，So if someone tells you，
哎呀，不要给自己这么多压力。
Don't put so much pressure on
yourself. 耶稣爱你，你爱耶稣，大家爱来爱去，你就进天国啦。
Jesus loves you, love Jesus, and you go into heaven.
你做什么都没关系。
It doesn't matter what you do.
主耶稣要你快乐。
Jesus wants you to be happy.
主耶稣爱你，要你幸福。
Jesus wants you to have a good life.
所以你就快乐过日子，然后最后进天国。
So you lead a happy life and you go into heaven.
听起来很好哦。
It sounds good.
听起来非常的美好
，sounds very beautiful，
但是听起来非常的错误
，but it sounds very wrong、
哦。所以如果有人这样告诉你啊
，so someone tells you that，
你做什么都没关系，你就快乐过日子就好了。
It doesn't matter what you do, you just be happy。
不管你做什么，耶稣爱你，最后你都能进天国。
It doesn't matter what you do, Jesus loves you, you can go into heaven。
你要看着他对他说
，you have to look at him and say to him，
撒旦，退我身后去吧。
Get behind me, Satan.
为什么？因为他告诉你的是错误的讯息。
Because they're telling you something that's wrong.
他是要让你绊倒，让你危险的。
They will make you stumble.
是啦，听起来非常美好。
It sounds good.
哦，如果是真的，你喜欢，我也喜欢。
If that's true, I like it too.
但是主耶稣已经讲得非常清楚了。
But Lord Jesus already said it.
天国是努力的人进去的。
Only those who strive can go into heaven.
只有努力的人才能得着。
Only those who strive can receive it.
这个努力是战争，是不断的征战当中最后得胜。
It's a continual battle.
所以我们今天进天国。
So today we go into heaven.
你要得到这块土地，你要征战。
If you want to receive this land, you have to fight.
你要付出代价。
You have to pay a price.
你要勇敢。
You have to be courageous.
你要能够为主牺牲。
You have to be willing to sacrifice.
因为最美的地上有着最强大的敌人。
Because the best land has the greatest enemy.
那但是在这里约加勒怎么说？
But what did Caleb say?
加勒说：“我当年如何，我今天也如何。”
He said he was as strong as this day as.
40岁的加勒。
It was when he was 40.
跟85岁的加勒。
And when he was 85.
他的身体状况会一样吗？
Was he the same physically?
他的力气会一样吗？
Did he have the same strength?
不可能。
It's impossible.
人渐渐老去，这是无法调整的身体机能。
When people age, people cannot change it.
今天的你跟15岁的你，体能绝对不一样。
You are different from when you were 15 years old.
今天的你跟30年之后的你，状况也一定是不一样的。
You are different from the you that is 30 years from now.
但是为什么加勒敢说这句话？
But why did Caleb say that?
加勒说我当年如何，我今天也如何。
Caleb said he has the same strength.
为什么？
Why?
因为他所看见的不是身体上的肌肉或肉体上的能力。
Because he did not see his physical power.
40年前我靠着神，每次征战都能得胜。
40 years ago, I relied on God and won every battle.
45年后的今天，我一样是靠着神，所以我一样也能够得胜。
And the same, after 45 years, I still rely on God. I still
因为他人生，的得胜关键不在于他的力量或征战的技巧。
Because his key to the victory is not about his strength.
都是在神的身上。
But it was on God.
所以神是昔在、今在、以后永在不改变的神。
So God is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以45年前
,45 years ago,
神能够让加勒得胜。
God gave Caleb victory.
45年之后
After 45 years,
神一样能够让加勒得胜。
God can still give Caleb victory.
所以这是为什么加勒说我过去如何，我今天还是如何。
That's why Caleb said I had the same strength.
因为在他的人生征战当中
Because in his battles,
他个人的能耐占了很小的部分。
His personal ability is very small portion.
剩下的全部都是神的帮助。
The rest was the help of God.
所以对他来讲，人生成功或失败非常简单。
So for him, the success in life is very easy.
只有一个关键。
There's only one key.
就是神要不要与我同在。
Whether God wants to be with him.
就是神要不要帮助我而已啊。
Whether God wants to help him.
所以啊，我们今天人生成功或失败。
So today, if we have success or failure in life.
当我们活到年老回头，是感恩还是懊悔？
When we are old and we turn back, do we have regrets?
留下的是美好的回忆，还是无尽的遗憾？
Do we have good memories or tons of regrets?
只有一个关键而已。
There's only one key.
这关键就是神有没有与你同在，伴随你一生。
That key is whether God abides with you.
如果今天神在你生命当中
，If God is in your life，
时刻与你同在
，abides with you，
是你的人生一样会遇到问题。
Yes, your life will have many problems.
是你的环境还是会遇到挑战。
Yes, you will be challenged.
可能是你婚姻上会有冲突。
Perhaps you will have conflicts in your marriage.
可能是你儿女上让你心烦。
Maybe your children will worry you.
可能是你事业上遇到困难。
Maybe you have problems in your career.
是你所遇到的跟外面没有信主的人都一样。
Yes, you must have the same problems as those who do not believe.
但是有一件事是不一样的。
But one thing is different.
说如果今天你是真正有信仰的人。
If you truly have faith.
像加勒一样，有神伴随他的每一步。
Just like Caleb, God was with him every step.
我做不到，我可以求神帮助。
If I cannot do, I can ask for God's help.
我改不了，我求神加添我力量。
If I cannot change, I ask God to give me strength.
很多时候，我们今天人生的路越走越窄。
Many times our road becomes narrower and narrower.
婚姻当中，两个人越来越冷漠。
In our marriage, couples become colder.
亲子当中，彼此代沟越来越严重。
And parents and children have bigger gaps.
问题在哪里？
What is the problem?
其实问题很简单啊。
The problem is very easy.
就是爱面子。
You like to save your face.
因为爱面子。
Because you want to save your face.
所以不愿意向对方坦诚自己的软弱。
You're unwilling to admit your weakness.
因为爱面子。
Because you like your face.
甚至不愿意承认我需要神的帮助。
You're unwilling to admit that you need God's help.
我就觉得说，那就这样子吧。
Let it be.
你不管我也不管，大家翻脸。
If you don't care, I don't care.
哦，你过你的，我过我的，日子一样照过。
We'll lead our separate lives.
却没有发现说，在这样的环境当中，神在旁边看得非常担心。
But you don't know that in this environment, God is very worried.
但是我们非常的骄傲。
But we're very proud.
当我们拒绝承认自己有问题。
When we refuse to admit that we have problems.
当我们没有办法彼此面对面打开心来沟通。
When we cannot open our hearts and communicate.
当我们跪下来祷告，却不愿意承认我们的人生走上了岔路。
When we kneel down and pray, and we are unwilling to admit that we go on the wrong path.
其实就是一个骄傲而已啊。
It's pride.
骄傲啊。
It's pride.
那为什么夫妻都已经结婚，都已经相处，都已经生活在一起了
？Why is it that husband and wives they get married and live together?
却没有办法把心真正打开，让对方跟对方聊一聊你真正的想法呢
？But they cannot open their hearts and truly talk about their feelings.
好面子不是吗
？Because they want to save face.
哦，所以我们今天呢、啊、要想一想。
So today we have to think.
今天人生走到这一步，真的是你喜欢的吗？
Are you happy with where your life is?
是你不想理他，还是不愿意承认而已
？Do you want not really not care, or just don't want to admit?
其实你内心的深处，你希望你的生活、你的婚姻、你的家庭不是这样，不是吗
？In the depth of your heart, you wish that your life and your marriage is not like that.
不要等着，不要都等着对方来改变。
Don't wait for the other half to change.
不要让冷漠成为家庭的常态。
Don't let this coldness become a normality.
其实你可以改的。
You can change.
其实婚姻的关系可以不需要冷漠。
You don't have to be cold in your marriage.
亲子的关系可以不需要有距离。
You don't have to have distance between parents and children.
从哪里开始？
Where do you start?
从你今天承认说是神，我需要你的帮助。
You start by admitting to God that you need His help.
如同加勒所说的，因为有你在我身边，所以我昨日、今日、明日，我的力量是一样的。
Just like Caleb said that because God is with him, He has the same strength.
但是你要先认知到你需要帮助。
But first, you have to recognize that you need help.
所以我们在这里看到加勒来到约书亚的面前。
So we see Caleb come before Joshua.
他说：“这是神应许给我的。
”He said that God has promised me.
我就要得到。
I will receive it.
然后他告诉约书亚说
He said to Joshua,
你不要看我外在渐渐老迈啊
Don't see that I am old.
他们两个年纪差不多啊
They're similar in age.
所以啊那个加勒的状况约书亚最清楚
So Joshua would know the conditions of Caleb.
但是啊加勒安慰约书亚你不用担心你不用担心啊
But Caleb comforted Joshua that don't worry.
你不要忘了我当年如何我现在就如何
Don't forget that as that day I had the same strength.
因为我所倚靠的乃是全能的真神。
Because I rely on the Almighty God.
所以今天加勒活出一个不一样的人生。
So Caleb had a different life.
不只是使他在神眼中有价值。
Not only he had value in God's eyes.
他更打下了美好的土地，使他的后代子孙能够得到益处。
He conquered this best land that his descendants can receive this
blessing. 甚至到四世纪的时代。
Even in time of Judges.
你知道四世纪的第一个士师。
The first judge in Book of Judges.
第一个士师厄陀涅他是加勒的侄子。
The first judge was the nephew of Caleb.
为什么？因为他为他们预备了好多土地。
Because he has prepared the good land.
因为他为他们后代子孙留下了美好的榜样。
He gave his descendants a good example.
加勒做到了。
Caleb did it.
平凡的人生了不起的价值
ordinary life but has great value.
最后蒙神大大的称赞
In the end he was greatly praised by God.
加勒可以
Caleb can do it.
今天你跟我也都可以
Today you and I can do it as well.
所以我们求主耶稣祝福我们每一位
So we ask God to bless all of us.
更能够祝福我们在座所有的长辈
And to also bless all the elderly members.
使我们都能够像加勒一样
So we can all become like Caleb.
当年如何今日也如何
On that day and we're the same today.
不只是身体健康强壮
Not only we're strong physically,
更能够靠主使我们的心灵得到兴盛
But we can rely on God.
如同保罗在哥伦多后书第四章所说的
Just like Paul says in 2 Corinthians.
说虽然我们的肉体渐渐的毁坏
Though our body deteriorate,
但是内心却一天新似一天
But our inner man is renewed.
使我们能够像加勒
Just like Caleb.
能够活出一个成功蒙神称赞的人生。
To have a successful and life that is praised by God.
愿主耶稣祝福大家。
May Lord Jesus bless all of us.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing him.
一起唱诗176首。
176.
挑战多失败，我依靠主，常常有胜利。莫得的的四下雨，有时暗色正困苦，我依靠主，常常有胜利。我依靠主，常常有胜利。神能主常看顾，时刻伸手在扶助，我依靠主，虽然迷落的怀疑如同云雾在交缠，我依靠主，常常有胜利。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
We'll pray together now.
我们祷告当中，我们特别为我们在座，特别为我们教会的长者来祷告。
In our prayer, let's put our elderly members in our prayer.
我们求主耶稣，给他们好的身体，给他们给他们健康的身体。
We ask Lord Jesus to give them good health.
我们祷告，求主耶稣能够使他们有兴盛的灵魂。
We pray that Lord Jesus will give them a revived spirit.
我们更感谢主，使他们能够在我们当中。
And we thank the Lord that they can be with us.
在凡事上给我们留下好的榜样。
In all things, they gave us good examples.
在侍奉的路上不断的教导我们的脚步。
In our service to you, they continue to teach us.
好，所以我们在祷告当中特别为我们的所有的长辈来祷告。
So let's especially remember all the elderly members in our prayer.
我们请一起同心跪下来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。